What's Superior Days without Superior? The answer might come February 28th when Superior Days delegates head to Madison for their annual pilgrimage to lobby state legislators. Superior Mayor Dave Ross says after 22 years, Superior Days has lost its focus with too long of a wish list, too many surrounding communities involved, and even too much fun.
It seems to be more of festivities for the locals rather than effectiveness in the Capitol halls. And so I just decided, hey, I'm not going to go down and spend 5 days of our time, city money, taxpayers' dollars, and participate in an event which I think has lost its effectiveness.
Superior contributes $4,000 a year to the Superior Days effort. State Representative Frank Boyle is one of the founders of Superior Days. The Democrat says this is partisan politics by a conservative mayor pinching pennies.
People are questioning why the mayor wants to sabotage one of the most successful citizens' lobbying efforts in the history of the state of Wisconsin.
Superior Days will continue, according to organizer Fariba Pendleton with UW Extension. In fact, last year had the largest group of people turn out, 250 people from Superior and surrounding counties. Pendleton says of those, only 32 were from local governments. The rest were just regular people wanting to make a difference.
Not only Superior Days is not broken, is a very successful citizen-driven lobbying effort that's a model not only in the state of Wisconsin but also in the region.
Since Superior Days began, annual citizen lobbying trips are now also made by Milwaukee, Racine, Door County, La Crosse, and Chippewa Valley. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.